I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. When I was a kid, I had a lot of hobbies. I collected stamps, I collected coins, I did magic tricks, I told a lot of jokes. And all those hobbies had names for the people who were involved in them. If someone asked what I did for fun, I could say, I'm a stamp collector, or I'm a coin collector, or I'm a magician, or I'm a comedian. But when I began metal detecting, I didn't realize right away that I had picked up a hobby that had no good name for its participants. What do you call the guy or gal who swings a metal detector? Now, granted, some specific branches of the metal detecting hobby do have names for their practitioners. People who specialize in finding coins are called coin shooters, a term that was made up, incidentally, by the late treasure hunter extraordinaire Carl von Mueller. People who look for hidden caches of valuables are called cash hunters. That's spelled C-A-C-H-E, by the way. There are relic hunters and beach hunters and gold prospectors, but what do we call the guy who makes up probably 90% of metal detector users, the guy who takes his metal detector out in the yard or down the street to the park or to the schoolyard and hunts for whatever he might find? Coins, jewelry, trinkets, tokens, whatever. What do we call that guy? Well, we could call him a treasure hunter. Many of us do use that term. It's a common term, but unfortunately it has connotations. I mean, the word treasure brings to mind peg-leg pirates with flintlock pistols and shiver-me-timbers and walking the plank and treasure chests of gold coins and jewels buried 20 feet deep on a desolate island. I don't think many of us are seriously looking for that kind of treasure. So treasure hunter may not be the best thing to call yourself. In my last show, I talked about using business cards to get permission to hunt private yards. Would you really want to advertise yourself as a treasure hunter on your card? Don't you think some people would have visions of you with a parrot on your shoulder, using a crew of cutthroats to dig up their yard with shovels or even worse? No, treasure hunter may not be quite right. Okay, here's one I see a lot. People calling themselves metal detectorists. But detectorist is a made-up word, and somehow it doesn't sound like a real word. It sounds a bit, shall I say, illiterate. Adding the letters IST to the word detector just doesn't quite do it for me. I play softball. Am I a softballist? I used to like to shoot pool. Was I a poolist? Now, granted, there are a lot of IST words that do make sense. In the world of music, there are guitarists and oboists and violinists. And of course, there are chemists and druggists and physicists. So why does detectorist sound so awkward? Or maybe it's just me. What do you think? The phrase metal detector user kinda works, but it's awkward. And the formal definition of metal detecting, finding metal with an electronic device, brings to mind the guy who looks for underground pipes for the utility company or property markers for the fencing company. That is, drudge work instead of fun. And we definitely want our hobby to be thought of as fun. So where do we go from here? What do we call ourselves? For me, I guess it's treasure hunter until something better comes along. Please feel free to post your thoughts at thetreasurecorner.com in the notes section for this show, program number 78. Thanks for listening, and for more articles about metal detecting, or treasure hunting, or whatever it is we do, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.